Evening, Iowa Bulldogs football fans. Ben Morton with you from Herbly, Texas, as the Iowa Bulldogs take on the Herbly Cardinals in a chilly and windy night right now, but hopefully the wind will die down soon, and it'll be a great game for the Bulldogs. Both team captains are on the field right now, talking to the White Hat. They're about to do the coin toss. I'm standing by the helmet for the victory line, so here in just a minute it'll get loud for us. It's been, the coin toss has been called. Herbly is going to receive the opening kickoff. And an interesting guess, the battle for Scurry County. Westbrook is 4-0 in district. They will head to the playoff next week no matter what. And then the winner of this game, Ira Herbly, will determine the other team in the playoffs. So huge game for the Bulldogs. If they can just win, they will go on and face the winner of Rankin and Garden City and knock out district rival Herbly. So in just a moment, they will play the national anthem, and so I will pause until after that, and then we will be back for some six-man football rooting for the Iowa Bulldogs. Alright, national anthem has been sung, the prayer has been said, the boys are getting into the football helmet. Like I said, this is a winner continues, loser is done for the season game, which makes it fun when it's against school rival Herbly on the other side of Scurry County. Herbly is 3-0, the Iowa Bulldogs are 3-1, the Bulldogs are 3-1, both teams have defeated Rotan, both teams have defeated Highland, both teams have defeated Roby, and both teams lost to Westbrook. And I'm looking through the scores to kind of try to figure out the differences. Both teams have really played both teams about the same, with one exception. The Bulldogs 45, Roby at halftime, while Herbly defeated Roby 64-46. And then last week, Herbly was trailing Highland for much of the game, and they came back there. So it should set to be a good game. We know that Highland's going to Herbly. It's going to take me a minute. Herbly's going to come up and play the Bulldogs in the Battle of Scurry County. But we also know that this Bulldog team, which has been young throughout the year, is not young anymore. And it's time to make a statement in a huge game. If you can pull it out and you can win this game, you keep going. If you lose, you go home. There's nothing else that you're going to do on a late Friday night. So, Lock 3 set. Boys are about to break out. I'm going to be quiet. You can hear them out in just a moment. Bulldogs out. Waiting for the Cardinals to break out on their team's Cardinals tent, whatever inflatable deal. So be a good game tonight. The other game we want to kind of keep our eye on and see how it progresses is the Garden City from Rankin game. Westbrook will play the loser of that game, and the winner of our game will play the winner of that game in the first round of the playoffs. And so, while we're getting ready to start this, I'm going to search for that game on my phone and see if we can't just kind of pin it right there and kind of keep our eye on that game. So, Bulldogs going to be kicking. If you are sitting in the stands, they're going to be kicking from the right side of the field to the left side. There is a pretty good breeze blowing today, and it's blowing right into the visiting stand's face. Probably 15 miles an hour or so, 10, 15, and pretty consistent. So that's going to affect some of the things the team can do, although it was pretty windy last week, and it didn't really keep the Bulldogs carrying it out. The team here, Park Hayes, is going to be the kicker for the Bulldogs tonight. Typically, he's just trying to kick it out of the back of the end zone. That's what he's going to do this time, too. It's deep. It's far. It almost went through the goalpost. So it's going to be a touchback for the Bulldogs. So the Highlander is going to take the field. It'll be a first and 15 from the 20. Family breaks huddles and one receiver to the far side, one receiver to the near side. There's a snap. It's back to the running back running on the far side. He's immediately hit. I think that's Allen. Let me look and see. No, that's Cabrera for the Bulldogs. Just immediately tackles the runner in the backfield for a loss. So that's going to set up a second and 19 for the Cardinals now, coming from their own 16-yard line. Bulldogs come out and make a statement. They tried to run deep from the far side, and Cabrera was on the near side and chased them down. They come out in the same formation. Two receivers spread, one to each side of the field. There's a snap pass back. Cardinals going to toss it. It's going to fall incomplete. It's Hernandez to go forward and almost came up with an interception. Instead, it fell incomplete. And so now it's going to be a third and 19 for the Cardinals from their own 16-yard line. 9:18 left in the first quarter, 0-0. But the Dominant Dog defense has come out and shown their teeth early against the Cardinals. Cardinals send two receivers to the far side. You got three in the backfield. There's a snap. It's back. Quarterback looking to throw the ball. He's going to toss it deep. He's got a receiver who's open, but he's over. Throws his receiver and falls incomplete. There's a breakdown on coverage from the Bulldogs. Just a lucky play for the Bulldogs. If he had caught that, he would have gone a good way. He's wide open, just got overthrown a little bit and a little bit behind him. So now that's going to be a fourth and 19 for the Cardinals. They're going from their own 16-yard line. And it feels like the wind is blowing just straight like into the visitor side face, but it might be going just a little bit in the way of the Cardinals too, kind of at an angle. One receiver to the far side, one receiver to the near side, three in the backfield. There's a sat pitchback. Digby is the man with the ball looking to throw it, being pursued by Cabrera. He's going to pass it. It's going to hit his receiver right in the hands. Neither straight dropped it for an incomplete pass and a turnover on down. So now it will be first and 15 for the Bulldogs from the Cardinals' 16-yard line. The Dominant Dog defense came out, showed its teeth, and said, nope. And now the Bulldogs are going to get set in the eye for eye. Fernandez under center. Pena behind him. Partain behind him. There's a snap. A handoff underneath to Pena. Pena wiggles his way through. He's going to gain maybe 5-6 yards. So it'll set up a second and around 10. It's at 2nd and 8. I'm on the other side of the field, so it's kind of hard for me to see. 2nd and 8 for the Bulldogs. Down around the 10-yard line. Fernandez gets that under center. There's a snap. Drops the ball. Falls on it. He picks it back up. So it'll be a loss of a couple yards. It is cold. And I imagine his hands are just cold. And so when the ball was snapped, it just fell down. Fernandez picked it up, but they said that he took a knee when he took it up. So now it's going to be a third and around 8 from the 10-ish. Looks like maybe the ball's right at the 10. They're saying third and 9 from the 10 for the Bulldogs. There's the snap. This time it's back to Partain running on the near side. Partain breaks one tackle, breaks two tackles. He's going to be drug out of bounds. We'll see if it's enough for a first down. Partain got, yep, they're going to give him the first. I think they're going to give them the first. Maybe they're not. No, they're going to say it's a 4th and 1, and it looks like the ball's from the 2 or 3 yard line. So, Bulldogs need to at least get 1 yard here, but preferably just punch in for a score and go on up. Bulldogs break the huddle. Fernandez under center. Flores behind him. Partain behind him. And the Bulldogs are going to have to call a timeout as the play clock was ticking down. So, with 7:52 left in the first quarter, it is tied 0-0. But the Dominant Dog defense came out, showed its teeth, made a 4-step, and now the Bulldogs are faced with a 4-1 from their own 3 or 4 yard line. Sponsors for this broadcast include Ira Baptist Church. Ira Baptist Church seeks to make disciples. We make disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community, and service. Visit FCCIra.com for more information, or check out Facebook and Instagram at Ira Baptist. Ira Church of God is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. Visit our Facebook page at Ira Church of God. Crossroads Oil and Gas was established in 2019. In 2020, we purchased Apache East of Shelf properties located primarily in Scurry, Borton, and Fisher County. Our field office is located in Ira, and we strive to support local stadiums and traveling to the local residents in the oil and gas industry. Thank you to our sponsors who support these broadcasts and everybody else. It's going to be a 4th and 1 for the Bulldogs from their own 3.5 yard line. Bulldogs get set in the Ira eye. There's a snap. Fernandez hands it off under center to number 8 for the Bulldogs. Zane Allen, the senior, lined up, ready to run through it. Through the house. Zane's not normally in that position, but that's Allen in for a touchdown for the Bulldogs, and the Bulldogs go up 6-0 here early. It's going to be number 11, Brighton, the kicker for the extra point. Bishop, the snapper, Fernandez, the holder. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up. And it's good. So, with 7:48 left in the first, the Bulldogs take an early lead, 8-0. Sponsors for this broadcast include Snyder Iron and Metal with top practice paint for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and tar bodies. On-site cleanup is available with a roll-off container service, portable shears, magnet, nailers, and tar crushers. No job is too large. Call today for structural pipe and rods are available with locations in Snyder, Hanson, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews. The sponsor for the broadcast is the Snyder Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center provides a strong foundation for our community by partnering with businesses and promoting growth through chamber support and tourism. Go get them, Bulldogs. Millsite Brick and Steel Funeral Home, independently owned and operated, serving Snyder, Ira, Hermley, and Scurry County for many years. Go Dawgs. All right, Partain going to be the kicker. Gets the ball set on the tee, but the wind blew it off. We're going to reset it in just a moment. Bulldogs at 8-2-0 with 7:48 left. There we go. Partain gets it to stay on the tee, so now he's going to have it set and get ready to kick. There's the kick. It's high. It's far. It's deep. It's a touchback. So the Cardinals will take over. They have negative 4 yards of offense so far today. The dominant dog defense in the one drive has held them. The Cardinals tried to run the ball. Cabrera was right there to make the tackle. And there's three incomplete passes. So Cardinals break the huddle. Oops. Come out with one receiver to the far side, one receiver to the near side. There's a snap. Diggy has the ball, looking to throw it. Nobody open, scrambling in the backfield, still trying to throw it out. He's going to try to tuck it and run. He's going to be pushed out of bounds by Cabrera. It'll be the first positive yardage of the night for the Cardinals. As on the scramble, Digby was able to gain maybe 3 yards. So that's going to set up a second and 12 for the Cardinals. Great coverage by the dominant dog defense. They had multiple receivers down the field, but there was nowhere for Digby to throw it. He really couldn't run that far because he was being pursued by Cabrera. Cardinals in one receiver to the far side, one receiver to the near side. There's a snap to back to Digby. Digby looking to throw the ball. Still has nobody open, being pursued by Juarez. Digby's just going to try to take off and run down the field. He's going to be pushed out of bounds by Hernandez. Going to be close to the first down marker. Gained about 11 yards, so it's going to be a third and one for the Cardinals now from their own 34-yard line. Well, the only offense the Cardinals have been able to muster up is Digby Scrambling. Everything else has been shut down. It's not been available for them, but the dominant dog defense has been there. And it's going to be a false start on the Cardinals. I heard Coach Goodwin yelling movement, and then I heard the whistle flag and it being thrown. Now, that's going to back the Cardinals up. What was a third and one is now going to be a third and six. 7:21 left in the first. Bulldogs leading 8-2-0 on the third and six from the Cardinals' 30-yard line. One receiver to the far side, one receiver to the near side, spread out wide. There's the snap. Digby has the ball rolling out to the far side, looking to throw it, being pursued by Central Bulldogs. He's going to jump it off short. A fall. Incomplete. It was Allen and Cabrera. Oh, Allen and Juarez. Maybe Cabrera was there, too, who's putting a lot of pressure on them. Caught the headlight. Never mind. There was a headlight on, but they just turned it off. Okay. 7:18 left in the first. Bulldogs getting 8-0, and it pushed the Cardinals into a 4th-and-6 situation. Only positive yardage the Cardinals have had has been on scrambles by Digby as he's been throwing the ball. Two receivers on the near side. There's a snap. Digby has the ball looking to throw it, being pursued by several Bulldogs. Now Digby's going to take off. He's going to have enough room to get a first down. He's going to be pushed out of bounds by Hernandez. I don't even know if you'd say he was pushed out of bounds. I'd say he just kind of ran out of bounds. He didn't really want to get hit, and so that sets up a 1st-and-15 for the Cardinals from the Bulldog 36-yard line. Cardinals come out in the same formation, two receivers to the near side, three in the backfield. And there's a snap, pitch back to Digby. Digby looking to not even throw the ball. He's just trying to look and run. He's able to get past one tackle, but not the next one. Payne there with the tackle for the Bulldogs, and it's going to be a gain of three, 4 yards. So it's going to set up a 2nd and 11 for the Cardinals from the Bulldogs 32-yard line. Big 39 left in the first and counting. Two receivers to the far side this time, three in the backfield. There's the snap, hits the Diggy right on the inside. He's
leveled by Allen. Allen said enough of this. The snap was locked. Nobody touched Allen. Diggy got the ball pitched to him and then was just leveled by the senior. That's going to back the Cardinals up a good way. Ball's going to be set on the Cardinals side of the field now on their own 39-yard line. It'll be a third and 19.
Great tackle by Zane. There's going to be two receivers sent to the near side by the Cardinals this time. Three in the backfield. There's the snap. Cardinals running to the far side. Doesn't throw the ball. Diggy got nobody else. Now he's going to tuck it and scramble. He's being held right here. Diggy's still on the feet. He's going to be pushed out of bounds right here. Looking for a flag. There is a flag. It looks like it's going to be a holding. There was a cheeky. We'll see exactly what's in there. Yep, going to be holding on the Cardinals. So it would have been a first down and five, first and goal from the five for the Cardinals. It's going to back them up even more. It was a third and 19. Now it's going to be a fourth and 24. No, sorry, from the spot, it's going to be a third and 20. Two receivers to the near side, three in the backfield, 5:34 left in the first. The Bulldogs leading 8-0, and the Cardinals will take it to third and 20. There's a snap, hits the Digby running on the far side. Unfortunately, far side, he has all, he throws it. Lucky play and break for the Cardinals. They threw the ball in down really low. He was able to get past Partain, who was right there, and as soon as the receiver caught it, he was on the ground, and Partain was on it. So it's going to be a fourth down now, not enough for a first down. It's fourth and seven for the Cardinals, and they're going to be coming from the Bulldogs, 28. Big play, fourth and seven. Two receivers to the far side, three back in the backfield. There's a snap, looks from the inside. Digby running the ball, looking to throw a deep pursuit. He's got Allen on his tail. He throws it. It's going to fall incomplete. It'll be a turnover on down. The Cardinals have the ball on offense twice, and both times the Bulldogs have forced them into fourth down territory, and the Cardinals could not convert because the dominant dog defense is tough. So, Bulldogs going to take over from their own 28-yard line. Going to get set in the IRI at Hernandez, then Juarez, then Pena. There's a snap at Pena running on the far side. Pena hit immediately in the backfield. He didn't even get up to the line of scrimmage. Just as soon as he got the ball, there was a Cardinal right there in his face. So now it's a second and 17 for the Bulldogs, leading 8-0 with 4:26 left in the first. Ball is on the Bulldogs' 26-yard line now. It's going to be the IRI again, but this time it's Hernandez and Pena and Partain. There's the snap, and it's going to be a false start on the Cardinals, I believe. They're going to call it on the Bulldogs. Coach Goodwin's upset with the Cardinals jump, which caused the Bulldogs to jump, and they called it on the Bulldogs. So it's right now a second and 23 as Coach Goodwin has a talk with the White Hat. The ball is set at the Bulldogs 21-yard line. There's 4:09 left in the first. Bulldogs are leading 8-0. And again, faced with a second and 23. referee blowing the whistle saying, starts the play clock. Hopefully, one's going to get his play in to Partain. Now we're just waiting for Partain to call the play and go. Ball is going to be on the Bulldog 21-yard line, or on the far hash mark. It's going to be the IRI with Hernandez and Pena, then Partain. There's a snap. Partain looking to throw the ball. Yeah, he's going to run up forward. He's got room to run, but he's going to throw it deep to Allen. He's got Allen just a little passing. He had room to run, but decided to throw it. And Allen was open there, too, but it was just kind of a quick throw. Little bit too much on him. Again, maybe the wind played some factors there. That was kind of right in the direction of where the wind was blowing. So that's going to be a third and 21 for the Bulldogs now from the Bulldog 21-yard line. 3:57 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs leading 6-0. There's the snap. Picks it back to Partain. Partain looking to throw the ball. He's got another senior there. It's going to be caught by four. Caden Forey taking the exact play, but this time instead of Allen, it was Forey running the corner. It's going to be a first down for the Bulldogs with just a perfect catch and a perfect catch by the Bulldogs. So first down, the Bulldogs get the ball all the way up to their own, to the Cardinals' 31-yard line. 3:30 left in the first. Bulldogs leading 8-0. It's the IRI with Hernandez, Pena, then Partain. There's the snap, his hand up underneath. Pena, spinning. Able to maybe get a yard or two before he's brought down. So it's going to be a second and 13 now from the Hermley 29-yard line. There's the snap. Same formation. This time it's fifth to Partain running on the near side. Partain breaks through one tackle. It's all the way out of bounds near the first down marker. See where they mark. All right. The first down marker put his mark down, but he wasn't that close. It's going to be a third and about four for the Bulldogs. Partain was able to get the ball all the way to the currently 20-yard line. 2:45 left in the first. Clock is stopped, and the Bulldogs are leading 8-0 and faced with a third and four. And there's a snap. It's to Partain running on the near side. Partain jumps through. He's going to have enough for a first down. There's a flag that flies late. It's enough for a first down, but we'll see what's going to be called here. It's going to be a holding on the Bulldogs. So it was third and four. Now it's going to be a third and nine for the Bulldogs. And the ball will be backed up to the Cardinals 25-yard line, maybe 24-yard line. 2:33 left in the first. Score is 8-0. Bulldogs leading the Cardinals. Nope, they're going to keep marking off. Ball's going to be set at the Cardinal 29-yard line. It's the IRI, Hernandez, then Juarez, and Partain. Now Juarez motions out to the far side. Partain gets the ball. He looks forward. He's going to dump it up short to Cabrera. Cabrera's got the ball. Still have enough for a first down. Great little play design there. The defense thought Partain was going to run it again, and then Partain just dumped it over the top to Cabrera, the center, who is just running a quick little five-yard out. Gets enough for a first down, and so it's a first and goal for the Bulldogs from their 15. The butt of the ball is just right on the 15-yard line. So, I mean, it's going to be a full maybe 14.5 yards for the Bulldogs to score, but they've been able to move the ball with relative ease tonight. Hernandez under center, then Pena, then Partain. There's the snap, handoff underneath to Pena. Pena gets forward for about a yard or two. That's going to set up a second, and they're not even going to give Jaron a yard. So second and goal from the 15. Oh, no, they're going to give him second and goal from the 13. So Darren able to get a couple yard carry there. Same formation, same people. Hernandez, Pena, Partain all stacked in the Ira high. There's a snap. It's to the near side for Partain. Partain cuts it back to the far side. He's got one man to beat. He does beat him, and it's going to be a touchdown, Ira. Just say it was a run to the near side and then crashed the near side to the senior Partain. Just darted to the far side and was able to find a wide open lane to go all the way into the end zone. Bishop's the snapper, Hernandez the holder, Partain the kicker, the snap, the hold, the kick, D-ball is good! So, after the Bulldogs take over their second offensive possession, they drive down and score. The score is 16-0 with 1:24 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs leading the Cardinals. Broadcast is brought to you by McCroyton Pharmacy, the only locally owned and operating pharmacy in Snyder. We have all sorts of gifts and home decor, and we provide immunizations and a wide variety of over-the-counter items to deliver and try to make your health and care a part of what we do best. Legacy Fuels. We sell propane, diesel, lubricants, and we've been in business since 1937 to deliver to Curry County and surrounding areas. The Ira Booster Club, proudly supporting all Bulldog activities on the field or in the classroom. Visit our Facebook page to find out how to help. All right. The Bulldogs leading 16-0 in an important game. The Bulldogs win. They move on to face the winner of Rankin Garden City and have a good 16-0 lead. After the dominant dog defense propelled the early Cardinals to 2-4 and out. Partain is going to be the kicker for the Bulldogs. There's 1:24 left in the first quarter. And Partain runs up with a kick. Gets high enough, but not going to be far enough. The Cardinals are going to catch it at the one and run. Still on his feet until he's going to be brought down by three different Bulldog defenders. The Cardinals were able to get the ball out to waiting for the ball to be set and for my eyes to adjust to around their own 25 and 27 yard line. 1:16 left in the first. Ira leading Hermley 16-0. Two receivers from far side for the Cardinals offense. There's a snap, pitch to Digby. Digby looking to throw the ball, being pursued by several Bulldogs. He's going to dump it off short. It's going to be completed. It's going to be Allen just to tackle. Not enough for his first down, but maybe a gain of about 10 for the Cardinals. So, it's going to be second and 8 for the Cardinals. Coming from their own 34-yard line. They're going to send two receivers to the near side. There's a snap. Hitch back to Digby, looking to throw the ball. Digby has nobody open. He's going to dump it off short again, and it's going to fall incomplete. So now, they third and 8. The Cardinals' last two plays have just tried to dump it off short. The receivers that are running the deep route have not been open, but the back out of the backfield has been a little open, but just has been, not been able to catch the ball. Cardinals break the huddle, and they're going to send one receiver to the far side, one receiver to the near side. There's a snap, pitch back to Digby. Digby looking to throw the ball. He's got nobody open. He's going to throw it to his receiver. He's going to soar over the top of his head, incomplete. So now it's a 4th and 8 for the Cardinals from their own 33.5-yard line, maybe 34. 29 seconds left in the first quarter. Bulldogs leading 16-0. Then it seems to me have died down just a little bit, not too much. It's still pretty silly. Cardinals send two receivers to the near side, three in the backfield. There's a snap, pitch back to Bigby. Bigby looking to throw the ball, has nobody open, trying to tuck it. Now he's going to throw it short. It's going to fall incomplete. Partain, the senior there, might have been able to pick it off, but instead he lets it fall to the ground as a wide senior because that was fourth down. He intercepted it. He would have got an interception, but the Bulldogs have been faced with worse field position. So that's a turnover on downs. Again, the dominant dog defense has just not allowed the Cardinals much of anything. And now it's going to be Bulldog ball. It'll be first and 15 from the Cardinals' 33-yard line. 21 seconds left in the first quarter. Bulldogs leading 16-0. Bulldogs come out in the Ira I. It's Hernandez, Pena, Partain. There's the snap. Hits to Partain running on the near side. Partain darts around several defenders. He's going to be brought down. Gain of a couple at least. Yeah, it's going to be a game of two for the Bulldogs. So that's a second and 13 now. Ball's going to be set at the Cardinals 31.5 yard line. And the Bulldogs are going to let the end of the first quarter expire. So at the end of the first, the Bulldogs are leading the Cardinals 16-0. Broadcaster brought to you by Doug and Susie Wyatt Proud. I have a Bulldog, a graduate of Ira with a family of four generations of graduates, starting with our two mothers, both of us, our two sons, Robbie and Ronald, and grandson Rowdy. Rowdy was a fifth generation on his mother's side, orange and black rim through our veins, proud to be Ira Bulldog supporters. Prosperity Bank proudly supporting the Ira Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. Cogdell Memorial Hospital. Cogdell Memorial Hospital in Snyder is proud for the Ira Bulldogs. We're happy to help with any of your medical needs. Calvary Baptist Church is a place for the whole family to gather and worship Jesus with an emphasis on the gospel, fellowship, and community outreach. We have three opportunities to worship on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 10:30, as well as services on Wednesdays, beginning with a free meal at 5. We hope to see everybody there so we can warmly tell you, welcome home. All right, field has flipped. The Bulldog is going to be coming from the left side of the field to the right side now, leading 16-0, and they're faced with a second and 13 from the Cardinal 29. There's a snap. It's a fake. Hernandez fakes the pitch to Partain, toss it to Allen. Allen stiff arms one quarterback, still on his feet, powering his way down inside the 15-yard line. The senior Allen gets a first down. It's not going to be first and goal for the Bulldogs from the 11. So just a little bit of trickery. Hernandez fakes the pitch to Partain, running a sweep on the far side, and then he dumped it short to Allen, who was wide open, and the strong, stout young man was able to get all the way inside to the 11-yard line for a first and goal. Bulldogs get set. It pitch to Partain, running on the far side. Partain makes one cut, makes some defenders pay, gets all the way down to around the 3-yard line before he's brought down by the Cardinals. So now it'll be a second and goal from the 3. .9 left in the half. Thanks, Maddie. All right, Maddie's breathing. They're doing a great job. Bulldogs are set in the Ira High. It's Hernandez and Juarez and Partain. There's the snap. It's a handoff. That's not Partain. That's Allen. And Allen barrels his way into the end zone for a touchdown. That's the second time they've done that to me. It's been Bryden back there. And instead, it's been Zane. So Zane drives his way forward 3 yards for a touchdown. And now the Bulldogs are 22-0. Bishop the snapper. Hernandez the holder. Partain the kicker. There's the snap, the hole, the kick, the ball's up, and it's good! So, Bulldogs now leading the Cardinals 24-0 with 9:06 left in the half. Broadcast are brought to you by Ira Pumpkin Supply. Call Ira Pumpkin Supply for all your downhole pump and oil field needs. First Bank and Trust in Snyder. Thank you to all of our sponsors who support these broadcasts. Get into the front for just a second, and then we will go look and see if the Garden City game between the Cardinals and the Bulldogs, Ira and Harmony, okay, the winner of the Rankin game. Waiting for my app to pull up. And searching, sorry. With Rise and Dinner. There you go. Right now the score Rankin Garden City is Rankin's up 14-0. With 8 minutes left in the second quarter for this. So about the same point in the game. Partain gonna be the kicker for the Bulldogs. The Cardinals send back to Gibson. They can't get tied. They're probably far enough. It's not Gibson, it's Grenard, who has the ball. Grenard takes off on the near side and is still on his feet. Hit by several Bulldogs before he's finally brought down around the 30-yard line. The Cardinals are going to start with a first and 15 from their own 29-yard line. 8:54 left in the half. Bulldogs are leading the Cardinals 24-0. Offensively, the Cardinals haven't been able to do much of anything against the dominant dog defense. They send one receiver to the far side, one receiver to the near side, spread them out. R&D, Digby has the ball, looking to run it. Now he's not even going to try to throw it. He's just looking to run it. That's not Digby. That's Esparza. Esparza runs forward. For gain. Maybe 5-6 yards. Okay, second and 9 for the Cardinals. Now ball's going to be on their own 35-yard line. Two receivers to the near side. It's Esparza in the backfield again. Yeah, it's to Esparza. Esparza not looking to throw it at all. He's going to try to run the ball. They're done trying to throw it. The Bulldogs still haven't tackled him. He's still on his feet at the far side. He's going to be brought down by Partain with a little bit of help from Cabrera or Pena. Oh, yeah, Pena here. Garrett is 9 and Garrett is 5, and their numbers with my old eyes just look very similar. So that was enough of a first down by the Cardinals. They get them all the way to the Bulldogs, 34-yard line. Sorry, 29-yard line. They come out with the same thing. Two receivers to the far side, three in the backfield, and it's not Digby back deep. It's Esparza. There's a snap. Toss to Esparza. Esparza has the ball looking to throw it. He's going to toss it. Sure, it's going to fall incomplete. So it's a second and 15 for the Cardinals now from the Bulldog 29-yard line. 8:02 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 24-0. But this is the best the Cardinals offense has looked tonight against the Bulldogs, and it's come with Esparza in the backfield. That was the first time they tried to pass it with Esparza. All the other times they tried to run it, but now they're going to switch. It's Digby, who's the deep man back. There's a pass back to Digby. Digby looking to throw the ball. He's a shoot by Cabrera. Digby's just going to try to take off and run it. He's not going to try to throw the ball. He's going to be brought down hard by several Bulldogs. The failure is Partain. Not enough for a first down, but it's going to be third and about 1 for the Cardinals, and the ball should be set at the Bulldogs 15-yard line. Two receivers to the far side for the Cardinals. And there's the snap, pitch back at Digby. He's looking to throw the ball. Digby falls down on the ground! Slips on the turf. So it's going to be a big loss for the Cardinals. And now it's going to end up being a fourth and about 10. They're saying 8 on the board. call that the Cardinal 23-yard line. For the Bulldogs, again, the dominant dog defense has forced the Cardinals into a fourth and long situation here. One receiver to the far side, one receiver to the near side. It's Digby. It's going to be the back man. There's a snap. Kicks back to Digby. Digby looking to throw the ball. He's going to dump it short. He's got a man open. Probably enough for a first down, but it's going to be brought down hard by Hernandez. It's Granato with the first down for the Cardinals. So now it's going to be a first and goal for the Cardinals. And the ball is going to be set at around the Bulldog 10. I can't tell exactly what yard line it is. I think it's first and goal from the 10-ish. Two receivers to the near side. Three in the backfield, and it's going to be Digby, the deep man back. Digby looking to throw the ball. He's going to dump it short again, and this time Hernandez cuts the route off and tips it down. Great play by Raiden, who just webbed the route. The Cardinals have run the same route since they come out in a certain formation. They do the same thing every time. And that time Hernandez, I mean, knew what they were going to do, kind of baited the quarterback a little bit. Then when he threw it, ran up and was able to tip the ball up, and it went way over the head of all the receivers. So now it's going to be a second and goal from the 10. Two receivers on the far side. There's the snap. Pitch back. It's Digby in the backfield looking to throw the ball. Digby's got nowhere to turn to, nowhere to run. It's going to fall incomplete. That's going to be a third and goal from the 10 for the Cardinals. Four has an excellent coverage on the play there. It was Granada for the Cardinals. He fell down. It looked like he slipped on the turf. And Bryson Digby threw it, and so the ball fell incomplete. Third and 10 for the Cardinals. A third and goal from the 10 for the Cardinals. 6:16 left in. The first Bulldogs leading 24-0. Cardinals break the huddle. They got 3 seconds left to the play. Got two. They get the ball off. It's Digby in the backfield. Looking to throw. Digby rolling around to the far side. He's going to try to tuck it and run. He's going to fake it. The ball drops. Just a straight drop by the Cardinals. Digby tucks the ball and acts like he's going to run. He pulled up and threw it. It would have been a touchdown had Granada caught it, but instead, he dropped the ball for an incomplete pass, so now it's going to be a fourth and goal for the Cardinals from their own, from the Bulldogs 10-yard line. 6:08 left in the half, Bulldogs leading 24-0. The Cardinals are going to have to let the play clock is fire. They're going to have to call a timeout here. They just didn't get the play in. I'm not sure what happened, but it's just, they just looked defeated. The Dominant Dog defense has made all the stops. And anytime they have something good happen, it's followed by something bad. And so the Bulldogs really feel in control of this game at this point. This broadcast is brought to many sponsors, and one of them is Ira Baptist Church, who make disciples, through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community, and service. The service is at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning with Sunday school at 10, the worship service at 11, and a free meal Wednesday at 6 p.m. with the Bible study for all ages from 6:30 to 7:30. Visit sbciro.com for more information, and visit Facebook and Instagram at Ira Baptist. The Ira Church of God is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. Visit our Facebook page at Ira Church of God. Crossroads Oil and Gas. Crossroads Oil and Gas was established in 2019. In 2020, we purchased Apache's Easter Shelf properties located primarily in Scurry, Borden, and Fisher County. Our field office is located in Ira, and we strive to support local vendors and charities, proudly employing local residents in the oil and gas industry. A big fourth down for the Ira Dominant Dog defense to stand strong and show their teeth against these birds. It's 6:08 left in the half, a fourth and goal from the 10 for the Cardinals. One receiver to the near side, one receiver to the far side. Digby's going to be the back man deep. The deep man back, there's the snap, kicks back. It's Digby looking to throw the ball, being pursued by several Bulldogs. He's got nowhere to throw it. It has to be chased by Cabrera. He can't run it. Cabrera's got a hold of it. And Cabrera takes him down! A huge fourth
Louisville Bulldogs as the senior Cabrera stands tall. Just beautiful defense by the dominant dog. Nobody was open downfield. Jeezy had nothing he could do, and then Cabrera did exactly what he was supposed to do. He didn't over-pursue Digby so he could run by him. He didn't under-pursue him so he could throw over him. He stood right there and he was able to bring him down. So now it's a first and goal, a first and 15 for the Bulldogs from around the 15-yard line. There's a snap. It's Partain running on the far side. Partain breaks one tackle. He's brought down by the second tackler. He gains around 7.5 yards or so. They're going to say he gained 4 yards, so it's now going to be a second and 11 for the Bulldogs from their own 20-ish yard line. 5:30 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 24-0. The Bulldogs also kicked the opening kickoff. The Cardinals received it. The Bulldogs will receive the kick after half. It's the Ira Hot, Mando Gordon Partain. There's the snap. It's Partain running on the far side. He's going to break one tackle and be drug down by the second tackler again. It's going to be more of the game this time, though. And we've got an injured Bulldog on the field. They reach him at group pick while the coaches tend to the injured player. Snyder Iron Metal, the top factor paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies with on-site cleanup available. Roll off containers, portable steel, Snyder, Polaris, and processors. So grab this two large call today, structural pipe and rods available with locations in Snyder, Anson, Bigfoot, Sweetwater, and Andrews. So the injured Bulldog is able to walk off on his own power. So they and on the sidelines. And it's going to be a third and six for the Irish Bulldogs. It's going to be Hernandez, then Juarez, then Pena in the backfield. There's a snap. Pitch to Pena running on the far side. Pena's hit in the backfield for a loss. So it's going to be a fourth and 10 now for the Bulldogs as they get set in the Ira Eye. There's a snap. It's picked back to Partain. Partain looking to throw. He's got Allen deep. Far, it's the wind catches the ball a little bit, and it's going to fall incomplete. So now it's a turnover on downs. I'm going to throw this to Mr. Jones embarrassingly because I'm left-handed, and that was my right. So it's a turnover on down. First time tonight, the Ira offense has been stopped. The Cardinals going to take over on their own 20-yard line. Two receivers from the far side. And it's going to be Granada in the backfield. I mean, as far as it gets the ball, he doesn't even look to throw. He's just looking to run. Hit from behind by Juarez and brought down. Gains maybe 3-4 yards. That's a second and 10 on the board. He just got put up there really quick, so I thought maybe there was an error. But it's second and 10 for the Cardinals now on the Bulldogs 15-yard line. 3:43 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 24-0. Second and 10 for the Cardinals. Two on the near side, three in the backfield. And it's Esparza, who's the deep man. Esparza gets the ball now. He's going to look to throw. He's going to toss it. It's going to fall.
going to be a touchdown. All right, Cardinals get set to try to do the two-point kick. There's a snap to hold the balls up.
Barely good. It got over the goalpost by maybe a foot, maybe. So the score now is going to be 24-8. That injury for the Bulldogs on offense really kind of stalled out the offense, and then the Cardinals got lucky with a passing catch against the dominant dog defense. So but now it's a little bit tighter. 24-8 with 3:24 left in the half.
Sponsors for the broadcast include the Snyder Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center provides a strong foundation for our community by partnering with businesses and promoting growth for chamber support and tourism. Go get them dogs. Bell Five Prison Field Funeral Home, independently owned and operated, serving Snyder, Ira, Hernley, and Scurry County for many years. Go Bulldogs. Bell Five Prison Field Funeral Home, independently owned and operated, serving Snyder, Ira, Hernley, and Scurry County for many years. Go Bulldogs. Oh, well, sorry. We got two in there back-to-back. That's not pretty cool. So, the Cardinals kick off for the first time tonight. They're going to get from the left, from the right to the left. If you're sitting in the stands, there's 3:21 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 24-8. And there's the kick. It's going to be high and short. It's going to be caught by Grant Cox for the Bulldogs, still on his feet, circling around several of the Cardinals. Cox is able to get the ball all the way up to the 35. There is a flag. It looks like it was a offside by the Cardinals with the kickoff. See what Coach Goodwin wants to do. Waiting for Coach Goodman to pick if he wants the yard or free kick. He's going to be outside on the Cardinals. And he's going to take where Brent got the ball. So, it'll be a 1st and 15 for the Bulldogs. And the ball is coming. Brent got it to the 35 after the penalty. The ball's going to be set at the 39. Brent got it to the 34, sorry. The ball's going to be set at the 39 of the Bulldogs. So nearly midfield, 3:15 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 24-8. Bulldogs get set in the Ira eye. It's Hernandez and Pena then Partain. There's the snap. It's hand up underneath to Pena. Pena gets past midfield. To about the 38-yard line of the Cardinals, so a gain of about 3. That should set up a 2nd and 10. They're going to give it more than I thought. It's a 2nd and 11 for the Bulldogs. 2:45 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 24-8 and faced with a 2nd and 11 from the Hernley 36. Hernandez gets the ball, rolls out looking to throw the ball. He tosses it to Pena, and it's going to fall incomplete. He wasn't a great receiver open, so Hernandez threw the ball, and it was deflected by one of the Cardinals. So now it will be a 3rd and 11. Third and 11 for the Bulldogs. There's a snap pitch back to Partain. Partain looking to throw the ball. Rolls to the far side. She's got some room to run. She's just going to take off. He's going to be pushed out of bounds around the Hermley 26, 27-yard line. It's going to end up being a 4th and 1 for the Bulldogs. Our team got the ball all the way to the Heavenly 27 yard line. 2:10 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 24-8, but faces a fourth and one here. Ooh, 3 seconds left on the play clock. They're trying to call a delay of game on the Bulldogs. That's good with saying the clock never ran. There's not replay in 6 man, so you can't go back and look at it. Summer says you got the camera. We'll just pretend like you don't. It's going to be a 4th and 6 for the Bulldogs. Ball's going to be set at the 32.5 yard line. That's good one for letting the play clock run down and you can call a timeout. So, timeout for the Bulldogs with 1:19 left in the half. Ira leading the Cardinals 24-8 in the battle for Scurry County. Sponsors for the broadcast include McWilliams Pharmacy, the only locally owned and operated pharmacy in Snyder. We have all sorts of gifts and home decor, and we provide immunizations and a wide variety of over-the-counter items to deliver and try to make your health and care a part of what we do best. Legacy Fuel, we sell propane, diesel, lubricants, and have been in business since 1937. We deliver to Scurry County and surrounding areas. The Ira Booster Club, proudly supporting all Ira Bulldog activity on the field or in the classroom. Visit our Facebook page to find out how to help. Doug and Susie White, proud Ira Bulldog, is a graduate of Ira with a family of 4 generations of graduates, starting with our 2 mothers, both of us, and our sons, Rodney and Ronald, and our grandson, Rowdy. Rowdy is a 5th generation of mother's side, origin black blood through our veins, proud to be an Ira Bulldog supporter. Prosperity Bank, proudly supporting the Ira Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. Ogden Memorial Hospital, Insider, is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. We're happy to help with any of your medical needs. All right, Bulldogs face with a 4th and 6 from the Hermley 33.5-yard line, 32.5-yard line, 33.5-yard line. We'll go with that one. 1:19 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 24-8. Big 4th and 6 for the Ira I. There's a snap. Hernandez gets the ball, takes the handoff, rolls up to the near side, gets off short to Partey. Partey's got the ball! Who's got the first down? And if he can get there, who's got the touchdown? Just caught the Cardinals sweeping. They were playing the sweep, and the Bulldogs able to pull a little bit of trickery there, right around to the near side, and Hernandez comes to the court. To Partain, the senior, who takes it in for a touchdown. So now the score is going to be 30-8 with the Bulldogs trying a 2-point PAT. This is the snapper, Hernandez, the holder, Partain, the kicker. The snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up, and it's good! So, the score is now 32-8 with 1:14 left in the half.
I can talk back.
Sponsors for the broadcast includes Calvary Baptist Church. Calvary is a place for the whole family to gather and worship Jesus with an emphasis on the gospel, fellowship, and community outreach. We have 2 opportunities for worship on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and at 10:30, as well as services on Wednesday beginning with a free meal at 5. We hope to see everybody there so we can warmly tell you, welcome home. Ira Pump and Supply. Ira Pump and Supply for all your downhole pump and oil field needs in First Bank and Trust in Snyder. So the score is 32-8. Bulldogs leading With 1:14 left in the half, Bulldogs will receive the kick after halftime. And Partain's going to be the kicker for the Bulldogs. And there's kick. It's high enough. It's far enough. It's deep enough. It's touchback enough. So the Cardinals are going to take over from their own 20-yard line. One 14 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 32-8. A stop here would put the Bulldogs in a huge advantage for the rest of the game. Cardinals send one receiver to the far side, one receiver to the push side. There's a stop. It's Matt. And it's Sparza. Sparza not going to look to throw. He's going to tuck it inside and look to run. Instead, he's just going to run out of bounds. Gain of about 10, 11 yards on the carry. So now it's a second and 3 for the Cardinals from their own 32-yard line. 105 left in the half. As far as it's going to be the man D. One receiver to the far side, one receiver to the near side. There's a snap. It's back to Sparza rolling through the far side looking to throw the ball. Now he's going to try to put it up and run. He's going to be hit in the middle of the field and brought down by Cabrera. Going to be enough for a first down, but the clock should be running. It's a first down for the Cardinals, but there's 49 seconds left in the half and counting. They send one to the far side, one to the inside. Ball is on the Bulldogs, 35, 6, 7, 8 yard line. There's the snap. As far as he gets the ball in the backfield, he has it cuts looking to run, not even going to try to throw the ball. Now he cuts it back to the near side. He's hit hard! I can't worry! Comes up and just levels Sparza dancing around the backfield, which is good news for the Bulldogs, because he ran off almost 25 seconds on that one play. It's going to be a second and about 16. Cardinals call the timeout. Their Bulldogs are leading 32-8 with 7 seconds left in the half. Let me refresh my sports app and see if we can pull the score of the Rankin Garden City game. The winner of this game will go on to play Rankin Garden City. Right now the score is Rankin 30, Garden City 6. And that's at the end, that's at halftime. The start of the third quarter, depending on how you want to read the clock. So, there you go for that. Bulldogs leading the Cardinals 32-8 with 27 seconds left in the half. If the Bulldogs can come up with a stop here, they will receive the opening kickoff, which will bode well for the Bulldogs. Cardinals going to send Higbee as the deep man back this time. One receiver to the near side, one receiver to the far side. There's the snap. Hits back to Higbee. Flag flies. Doesn't stop the play. So probably on the defense. Higbee tosses it deep. And it's going to fall incomplete. So 19 seconds left in the half. It's going to be a false start on the offense, but they didn't call the play dead. So that's going to back up the Cardinals. 5 yards, and now it's a 3rd and 23 with 19 seconds left on the clock. The ball is at the Cardinals' 36-yard line. It's in one receiver to the far side, one receiver to the near side, and Diggy's going to be the main back deep. There's a snap. It's back to Diggy rolling on the far side, looking to throw the ball, being pursued by the Bulldogs. They're going to be pushed out of bounds by Allen with 10 seconds left on the clock. So it's a third and 14. Is it, it's fourth and 14. The scoreboard says fourth, but the down marker says third. Cardinals will send two receivers to the far side. This is going to be the man I need. 10 seconds left in the half. If you can turn it fourth down, Higby gets the ball. Well, Samir Fry looking to throw the ball. 6 seconds left on the clock. He's going to dump it off. Short to 1 second left in the half. Coach Goodman said he's going to call it. I guess he thought Herman might stop the clock at the 1 second, and that's exactly what happened. The Cardinals completed the pass. It was a first down. They got the ball all the way down to the Bulldogs' 15-yard line, so it's first and goal from the 15 for the Cardinals, but that honestly doesn't matter because there's 1 second left in the half, and the Cardinals have 4 seconds left in the play. 3-2-1, and they're going to call a timeout. So, the score is 32-8, with 1 second left in the half. Bulldogs leading the Cardinals here in Hermley. And again, let me refresh my app and we'll get you some scores from around the area. Snyder's playing Sweetwater tonight, and the Tigers are leading the Mustangs 21-0, with 6:55 left in the second. Colorado City is playing Stanford and is trailing 45-0 at the start of the fourth quarter. Highland and Roby, which is another district opponent. Highland is leading Roby 52-12. Westbrook is 45-48-0. And that's it for our district. Again, the winner of this game will go on in the playoffs. We'll take second place in district and we'll face the winner of the Garden City and Rankin Red Devil game. Right now, Garden City is trailing the Red Devils 32-6 at the start of the third quarter. All right, Bulldogs leading 32-8 with 1 second left on the clock. A little bit of home field clockwork to get it to 1 second. Cardinals is going to send Phoenix Davis to the near side. Going to blow the play down because there's some cars with their lights on. So I don't, if you're listening to this and you're in your car, turn your light off, please. Thank you. And now the Bulldogs are going to call a timeout. So 1 second left in the half. The score is 32-8. Bulldogs leading the Cardinals in what is always a rivalry matchup between Ira and Hermley, but especially so tonight because the winner goes on and the loser goes home and starts basketball on Monday. So it's not a playoff game, it's a district game, but it has the feel of a playoff game because it's if you win, you go, and if you lose, you don't. Bulldogs leading 32-8 right now. The Cardinals are going to have a first and goal from their own 15, from Bulldog 15, sorry, 15 yards for a touchdown. But none of that matters. The down doesn't matter because there's 1 second left in the half, and the Bulldogs will receive the kickoff after half. So the Ira Bulldogs really need to come up with a stop here to maintain a good, strong hold on this game. The Cardinals send two receivers to the near side, and they're going to have Digby as the back man. And snap, Digby has the ball. That's the ball. This is the last play of the game. They're going to throw the ball up. It's going to stay way out of bounds. It's going to fall incomplete. It's like a dominant dog defense stands strong. Bulldog defense stands strong, and so the Bulldogs can go into halftime leading 32-8. And the Bulldogs will receive the kickoff after halftime. So again, a great first half for the Bulldogs. A couple of plays you wish you could get back, but all in all, you're going to accept and take a 32-8 point lead in a winner-take-all game. And on what is also just the last senior night for most teams and all teams everywhere, as this could be seniors' last game and their last district game. So I'm going to take a break, get something warm, and we'll be with you for some more Ira Bulldog football after halftime.
Well, I want to make you laugh at the fun. I love that.
All right, welcome back, Bulldog fans. Sorry, my phone clicked off at halftime, but there is minute 42 left in the halftime break. The Bulldogs are leading the Hermley Cardinals in the battle for Scurry County. Score is 32-8. Again, Bulldogs leading the Cardinals here. Winner of this game goes on to play the winner of the Rankin Garden City game. So there's 1 minute and 10 seconds left in the halftime break. Get all my stuff set up and check all my settings. So, Bulldogs come out of the huddle. Cardinals come out of their huddle, but Greg Curtis, tickle in the throat. Again, the Bulldogs are going to receive the kick at halftime. Then seems to maybe have toned down just a little bit more. Or maybe I've just kind of gone numb to it. The flying, you're still flying in the same direction if you're on the visitor side. They're blowing, it's blowing right in your face. But they don't seem to be even just as much bigger as they were before. So the Cardinals are going to be kicking off to the Bulldogs. Cardinals setting it up to do an onside kick. They're going to be kicking from the right side of the field to the left side of the field. The score is 32-8. The Bulldogs are leading the Cardinals. the paddle for Scurry County. And here's the start of the second quarter. It's going to be an onside end over end kick. And the Bulldogs kind of get it. It's Pena who picks the ball up. So the Dogs going to start with good field position. Able to stop the Cardinals at the end of the second quarter, keeping from scoring. And now the Bulldogs get the ball. They're going to take over at their own 34-yard line. Get set in the IRI. It's Hernandez, Pena, Partain. There's the snap. Hand up underneath to Pena. Pena got the ball still powering. He's going to fall forward for a gain of a yard or two. So that sets up a second and 14 for the Bulldogs from their own 34-yard line. Looks like the rest of the nose of the ball is about at. Same formation, everybody in the IRI. There's the snap pitch. Oh, fake pitch. Pulled me. Hernandez dumps it short to Allen. Allen able to, it tripped me, but Hernandez was being tackled through. He was able to dump it forward to Allen. Allen had a defender on him. He was able to drag him up to the, for only a loss of 2 yards, as opposed to much more than that. So it's going to be a third and 16 now for the Bulldogs. And the ball's back up to the Bulldogs. About 36, 35 yard line. Sorry, 32. There's a snap. Partain has the ball looking to throw it. And he's going to scuttle back. He's going to dump it short. It's going to fall incomplete. Partain was rolling around trying to find a receiver. He had a couple that were open, but they were open deep. Not able to set his feet being chased around in the background. And so now, after a strong first half, the Bulldogs struggle on offense, and they're faced with a fourth and 16. The ball is set right at the Bulldogs' 31-yard line. Dogs could have come out in a different formation. Two receivers to the far side, three in the backfield. Partain's the deep man. It's got two. Partain looking to throw the ball. He's going to top it. He's got four, but it's going to be intercepted by Digby. Digby's going to be brought down by Cabrera. So Digby with the interception, he runs the ball all the way back to the Bulldog 20-yard line. So now it's going to be a first and 15 from the Bulldog 20 for the Cardinals. They're going to send one receiver to the far side, one receiver to the near side, and Digby is going to be the quarterback. Same car that had their lights on earlier has their lights on. No, no, it's a different one. Different car has their lights on. There we go. Referees get in the stop. They're going to start the play in just a moment. They blow the whistle and get ready. There's the snap. Cardinals roll out to the near side. Digby looking to throw the ball being pursued by Juarez. He's going to dump it off short. And the Cardinals will be stomped. It's a gain of maybe 3 yards on the pass and catch, if that. So it's going to be a second, yeah, gain of 1 yard, a second and 14 for the Cardinals coming from the Bulldogs, near the Bulldogs 20, I believe. Sorry, near the Bulldogs 15. Cardinals send two receivers to the far side during the backfield, and Diggy's going to be the man back deep. And the Cardinals just make an error. It's Yamada who gets the ball and just falls down. He's meant to be the man who pitches it back to Digby. Instead, he falls down, and it's going to be a loss for the Cardinals of 7. So now it's a 3rd and 20 for the Cardinals. The ball's going to be set at the Bulldogs' 24-yard line. So 3rd and 20 from the Bulldogs' 24. One receiver to the far side, one receiver to the near side. Both lines outside of the numbers. Three in the backfield, and Digby's going to be the man with the ball. Digby looking to throw the ball, being pursued by Juarez. Juarez gets him, takes him down, but they're going to call a face mask. Juarez
went to grab him. Digby ducked his head, and his hand got caught on the face mask. So that's going to be a face mask on the Bulldogs, not a personal foul. It wasn't intentional. But it will be an automatic first down. So they signaled the first down, but they haven't changed on the scoreboard. The coach Goodman looks confused too. The rest of the team looks confused. They're still talking. Now they're marching off the yard. Well, we're going to get the Cardinals left for the Bulldogs. And so it'll be a first and goal from the 10 for the Cardinals. Two receivers to the far side, three in the backfield, and Digby's going to be the man back deep for the Cardinals. There's a snap, hit track to Digby. Digby looking to throw the ball. Now he's going to try to take it off and run. He's going to toss it deep in the back of the end zone. He's going to have his receiver there, and it's going to be incomplete. He was out of the end zone. So now it's a second and 11 for the Cardinals. Second and goal from the 11 for the Cardinals. 6:42 left in the third quarter. Bulldogs leading 32-8. Cardinals break the huddle. They send two receivers to the near side. One receiver outside the number. One receiver just on the inside of the number. Three in the backfield. But Diggy's going to be the man back deep. There's a snap. Hits back to Digby. Diggy's got the ball. He's being pursued. And the ball's going to fall. It's intercepted by Pena! Play for the Bulldogs. There was a pass that was tossed up. It was tipped up, and then I thought it fell incomplete until I looked up and I saw Darren running back towards me. So now it's going to be a first and 15 for the Bulldogs after the interception by Jaron Pena. The ball is at the Bulldogs' 15-yard line. But the dominant dog defense forces a turnover, gets back on offense, and a little bit of momentum on their side. There's the snap. It's a handoff to Partain. It's a pitch to Partain running on the far side. I don't know if Brighton was able to get up to the line of scrimmage or any more than that. He may have gained a yard or so. But they get him two, so it's a second and 13 for the Bulldogs now. The ball's just far enough away from me that I can't see which yard line it's on very well, but it's near the in between the Bulldogs 15 and 20, I believe. So there's the snap. It's pitched back to Pena running on the far side. Pena's brought, no, Pena breaks one tackle, but then he's brought down in the backfield. So now it's going to be a third and 17 for the Bulldogs. Third and 17 for the Bulldogs from deep within the 15. They're going to send two receivers to the far side, three in the backfield. There's a pitchback. This time it's Claxton who's going to be the deep man as the quarterback. Claxton got the ball. He's going to take off and run. He's going to be close to the first down. I think he'll have enough for it, or he'll be extremely close. Heads up play by the freshman. Able to gain about 16 yards on the carry. It's going to say it's about a fourth and one. We'll see when they officially spot it. Claxton looked deep to throw the ball. Nobody was there, so the freshman just took off. They're going to give the Bulldogs a fourth and three now from their own 25-yard line. 4:39 left in the third quarter. Bulldogs leading 32-8. Two receivers to the far side. Three in the backfield. There's a snap hitchback. It's Claxton again with the ball looking to throw it. He's going to dump it to Allen. It's going to fall incomplete. That'll be a turnover on down. So now the Cardinals will get back on offense from the Bulldogs' 25-yard line. They bring two receivers to the far side, three in the backfield. There's the snap, hits back. The ball is out. The ball's on the ground. It's going to be a sack by the Bulldogs. Trap the Cardinals back to the 35. Esparza, who is in the backfield for the Cardinals. So now it's going to be a second and 25 for the Cardinals. The dominant dog defense has pushed them back to the Bulldogs' 35-yard line. Cardinals send two receivers to the near side, three in the backfield. It's Esparza, who's a man back deep. He's a run-first quarterback, but he can throw it if he has to. There's the pitch guy. Esparza gets it, looks to get the ball. He's going to throw it. It's going to be tipped by Allen, but still completed by the Cardinals. Just a lucky break there. But they don't even get the ball up from the original line of scrimmage. Gain of 5-ish yards. So this is going to set up a fourth and, oh, I guess it's third and 18 for the Cardinals. 3:15 left in the third quarter. Esparza is still going to be the deep man back for the Cardinals. Two receivers to the far side, three in the backfield. There's a snap pitch to Esparza. Esparza looking to throw the ball. He's going to toss it. It's going to be ahead of his receiver who dives and fall incomplete. So now it's going to set up a fourth and 18 for the Cardinals. So fourth and 18 for the Cardinals against the dominant dog defense. The ball is going to be set at the Bulldog 28-yard line. 3:01 left in the third quarter, and the Bulldogs are leading 32-8. One receiver to the far side, one receiver to the near side, and it's going to be Digby, who's the man back deep. He is the pass first quarterback, and he'll run if he has to. Digby gets the ball, looking to throw it. He's going to dump it off short, and it's going to bounce incomplete. It'll be a turnover on down. So far in the third quarter, it's just been a defensive battle. Neither offense has really been able to move down the field much. The dominant dog defense has kept the Cardinals from scoring. Well, the Cardinals have lucked out on the one defensive drive they hit against the Bulldogs. All right, Bulldogs going to take over. It's going to be first and 15 from their own 28-yard line. They got 5 seconds left in the play clock. I'm going to have to snap it quick out of the Ira eyes. There's a snap. It's pitched back to Pena in the Ira eye. Pena recovers the ball. Now it's fumbled. The ball fumbles. And the Cardinals recover deep in Bulldog territory. So it's going to be a first and goal from the Cardinals from their own 7-yard line. There's a snap pitch to Digby. Digby looking to throw the ball, has nowhere to go. Now he's just going to try to take off and run. He's going to be hit by Juarez. He's going to fall into the end zone for a touchdown. So the third try by the Cardinals offense, and they're finally able to squeak into the end zone for a touchdown in the third quarter on what has become a defensive slugfest so far here in the second half. Cardinals going to attempt the two-point kick. Last time it barely went in. There's a snap to hold the kick. The ball is up, and it's good. So, with 2:36 left in the third quarter, Bulldogs leading the Cardinals 32-16. Sponsors for the broadcast, Church, which seeks to make disciples, who make disciples for gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community, and service. Visit FBCIra.com or Facebook and Instagram at Ira Baptist for more information. The Ira Church of God is a proud supporter of Bulldogs at Ira Church of God. Crossroads Oil and Gas. Crossroads Oil and Gas was established in 2019. In 2020, we purchased Apache Easter Shelf properties located primarily in Scurry, Borden, and Fisher counties. Our field office is located in Ira, Texas. We strive to support local vendors and charities, proudly employ local residents in the oil and gas industry. All right, Cardinals break the huddle. Got the ball set to do an onside kick. And that's what they do. It's an end-over-end kick. It's going to be picked up by the Cardinals. It's going to be recovered by the Cardinals. So it's going to be Cardinal ball now. Ball's going to be at the Bulldog 34-yard line. Ira leading 32-16, but the momentum is on the Cardinals' side right now. Now they're going to come out in a different formation. Esparza and Digby in the backfield. Digby gets the ball. Next, he's going to try to run. He's going to be hit by Allen and brought down hard. So it'll be a gain of about 4 yards for the Cardinals and set them up for a second and 11. 2:14 left in the third quarter. Ball is at the Bulldog 29-yard line. Same formation. It's Esparza and Digby in the backfield. That's it. Esparza gets it, pitches it back to Digby. Digby looking to throw the ball. He's going to toss it deep, and it's going to fall incomplete way over the head of his intended receiver. It was 2nd and 11, but now the scoreboard says 2nd and 10, so it should be a 3rd and 10 now. Ball's going to be on the Bulldog 29-yard line in the near half line this time. 1:55 left in the 3rd, and the clock has stopped. Bulldogs leading 32-16. Same formation for the Cardinals. Esparza is going to be the running back. Digby's going to be the man behind him. Digby gets the ball, looking to throw it in pursuit. He's going to be hit by Juarez and brought down. But not before he... They're going to throw a flag on Juarez because he was tackling the quarterback. They're going to say roughing the passer. That is ridiculous. That is a ridiculous call. Juarez is running, tackling the quarterback. The quarterback jumped it off while he was being tackled, and they're going to call roughing the passer on Dimitri on the Bulldogs. So that'll be enough for a first down. So... So it's going to be a first and goal now for the Cardinals and the officials from the Bulldogs' 14-yard line. Bulldogs need somebody to step up here and bring some momentum back on their side. It's Esparza who's going to be the deep man now. There's a block in the back that's not going to be called, and the officials and the Cardinals have scored. So the score is now 32-22. Esparza with the run in for the Cardinals. And the Cardinals are going to attempt the two-point PAT. There's a snap to hold the kick. The ball's up. And it's good. So, with 1:42 left in the third quarter, the Bulldogs are leading 32-24. However, all the momentum right now seems to be on the Cardinals' side. Look for the Bulldogs to do something to gain some momentum or get something going in their favor here in the third quarter for the Battle of Curry County and to take the last playoff spot and move on. Sponsors for these broadcasts include Schneider Iron Metals, the top practice paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies with on-site cleaners available, roll-off container services, portable shears, magnets, balers, and car crushers. No job is too small. Call today. Structural pipe and rods available with locations in Schneider, Anson, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews. The Schneider Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center provides a strong foundation for our community by partnering with businesses and promoting growth through chamber support and tourism. Go get them, dogs. Cardinals going to line up for the onside kick again here. The ball, it's an end-over-end kick. It's going to be recovered by the Bulldogs at Claxton, who falls on top of the ball. So now the Ira offense is going to come onto the field. We've only had one or two drives this quarter. The Bulldogs defense has really done a good job just limiting the Cardinals. The Cardinals have scored twice in the third quarter. Bulldogs have yet to score in the third, and that's really been the momentum of the second half so far. It was the Bulldogs dominating in the first half, and so far the Cardinals in the second. Ira gets set in the eye. There's a snap pitch back to Payne. Payne gets the ball. Scoots around. How's that not a flag? Two-yard gain by Jaron after the hit. That was late, but now it's going to be a second and 13 for the Bulldogs. On the Bulldogs' 30-yard line. The Ira High, Hernandez, Pena, Partain. There's a snap pitch to Partain running on the near side. He's got some blockers ahead of him. He's going to be able to squirt through. They're going to throw some more flags. Going to be a holding against the Bulldogs. So the referees and the Cardinals again teaming up. That one may have been more fairly calm, but it just, when all the momentum is against you, it just feels like the world's caving in. So the Bulldogs need to figure something out here. One or one left in the third quarter. It's going to be a second and 17 for the Bulldogs now. 58 seconds and counting left in the clock. Bulldogs come out in a different formation. Two receivers from the near side, two in the backfield. Hernandez gets the ball, pitches it back to Claxton. Claxton has it in the backfield. They hit the ground running, throwing it. He's going to toss it. Deep. And it's going to be intercepted by the Cardinals. Cardinals going to take over at their own 33-yard line. Bulldogs leading 32-24 still, but it just has not had the breaks to go their way here in the first quarter. Going to get set on a two in the backfield. Digby's going to be the man back deep. Digby gets the ball. Not even going to look to throw. Hold right there. Thank you. There's a huge hold. One referee threw the flag, so it's going to pull it back. It's going to be a holding on the Cardinals. Then I'm back to the Cardinals up. 35 seconds left in the third quarter. The hold took place right at the goal line. Then I'm back to the Cardinals up 10. So it's going to be a second and 25 for the Cardinals now. The ball is going to be set at the currently 24-yard line on the near half mark. 35 seconds left in the half. Bulldog is leading 32-24. But looking for a little bit of magic here. Digby's going to be the quarterback or the man back deep. Looking to throw the ball. and finally bring Esparza down. Digby passed it. Sorry, I got up in the game. Digby passed the ball short to Esparza. Esparza danced around in the backfield for a loss of 2 yards. So now it's going to set up a second and 27 for the Cardinals. Just 4 seconds left in the third quarter. And the Cardinals are going to let time expire, go into the fourth quarter. So, after a rough third quarter by the Bulls, take 2 extra point kicks, and the score is now 32-24. The Bulldogs leading the Cardinals going into the fourth quarter. These broadcasts are brought to you by Bell Piper and Steele Funeral Home, independently owned and operated. Snyder, Iowa, Hurley, and Sterling County for many years. Go Bulldogs. McWilliams Pharmacy, the only locally owned and operated pharmacy in Snyder. We have all sorts of gifts and home decor, and each of our immunizations and a wide variety of over-the-counter items we deliver and try to make your health and care a part of what we do best. Legacy Fuels, we sell propane, diesel, and lubricants and have been in business since 1937 to deliver to Sterling County and the surrounding areas. Gaffer Booster Club, proudly supporting the Iowa Bulldog activities on the field or in the classroom. Visit our Facebook page to find out how they'll help. All right, fourth quarter. Winner of this game goes on to the playoffs. Loser goes and starts basketball next week. So, battle for Sterling County, two rival schools. All the momentum was on the Cardinals' side in the third quarter, but somehow the Bulldogs still managed to be up 32-24. Cardinals going to break the huddle. They're going to come with two guys in the backfield. The deep man back, who will probably be the one with the quarterback, is going to be Digby. Digby gets the ball looking to throw it, trying to find an open receiver. He's got nobody, so that's going to dump it short. He's going to be hit by Allen and Cabrera. Allen and Cabrera in on the tackle. Brings down the Cardinals for a gain of about 6. That was a 3rd and 26, a 2nd and 26, and now it's going to be a 3rd and 19. The 3rd and 19 for the Cardinals against this dominant Dodge defense. 9:22 left in the fourth. The Bulldogs leading 32-24. Cardinals break the huddle. They send one, two receivers to the near side, two in the backfield. There's a snap, pitch back, and Digby looking to throw the ball. There's nowhere to go. Going to dump it off short again, and they're going to be pushed out of bounds. Not enough for a first down. Not really close to a first down. It's going to end up being a 4th and 11 or 12. No further than that, 4th and 14 for the Cardinals. The Bulldogs taking away their quarterback scramble. The Bulldogs taking away the deep passes, the little jump-off passes that the Cardinals are getting, and then their receivers are just being swallowed up by the dominant dog defense. It's just going to come down to fundamental tackling for a 4th and 12. Two receivers to the near side, two in the backfield. There's a snapback. Digby has the ball, looking to throw it, being pursued by several Bulldog defenders. He's being faced by Juarez in the backfield. There's a flag that flies. It can be pushed out of bounds. Not enough for a first down. The flag should be a holding. Yep, it's going to be a holding on the Cardinals because Sibley's going to decline to his fourth down. They did not get a first down. So the dominant dog defense has been what has kept the Bulldogs in this game. The Ira offense came out of the game firing on all cylinders, able to drive down and score, put up 32 points relatively quickly, but they struggled in the second half, didn't score in the third quarter, and the dominant dog defense slowed the Cardinal offense down and kept the Bulldogs in the game, and now we need the offense to step up and make something happen here. So it's going to be a 1st and 15 for the Bulldogs from their own 39-yard line. Two receivers to the near side. Hernandez is going to go under center with Pena, the lone man behind him. It's a handoff underneath to Juarez. Juarez is able to run the ball forward for a yard or two, maybe, if that. They're going to say he gains 1 yard on the carry, so it's going to set up a 2nd and 14 for the Bulldogs from the 40-yard line. 8:22 left in the game. Second and 14 for the Bulldogs. Ball on midfield. They get set in the Ira I. There's a snap and pitch. Partain running on the near side. Partain's going to be tripped up at the line of scrimmage. So it's going to be a third and 14 now for the Bulldogs. Oh, they're going to say he didn't make it there. It's going to be a third and 15 now. Loss of one on the carry. 7:53 in the game left. Bulldogs in the huddle getting their play set. Going to come out in the Ira I again. It's Hernandez and Juarez and Partain. There's a snap, hits to Partain running on the near side. Now he finds a crease. He's able to make it downfield before he's brought down, gaining about 3 or 4 yards on the carry. So it's a 4th and 13 for the Bulldogs. Ball's going to be on the Hermley 39-yard line now. Bulldogs got 2 seconds left in the play clock. There's the ball. Hernandez gets the ball, rolls out to the near side. He's got one defender. Rushing the passer! How's that not rushing the passer? The Bulldogs got a flash for that. Hernandez threw the ball, was drugged down just as hard as it was earlier. They're not going to throw a flag on it. Ridiculous. Good night. That is ridiculous. You have to call flags the same on both sides. I don't normally get upset about those things, but that is just beyond frustrating. The Cardinals get the ball, trying to get on the far side of the field. It's going to be hit by Juarez and drug down for a gain of about 1 or 2 yards. So Kimberly's wanting to talk about it, but the Whitehead won't even come over and acknowledge him. Okay. Second and about 10 for the Cardinals. 6:28 left in the game. Ball to the Bulldogs 35-yard line on the far hash mark. Two receivers to the near side, two in the backfield. This is Sparza. He's going to be in the backfield. And he's going to be hit by Allen and hit by Warren. Brought down for a loss. Maybe he got to the yard line of scrimmage. So now it's going to be a third and 10 for the Cardinals from the Bulldog 36-yard line. 5:50 left in the fourth quarter. Bulldogs leading 32-24. Same formation for the Cardinals. Different man back deep. That's Granato. Granato's looking to throw the ball. Now he's going to tuck it and run. He's going to be hit by several Bulldogs. He's not going to have enough for a first down. Bulldogs come up with the ball. They're going to say the Cardinals. So it's a 4th and 7 now for the Cardinals. Ball's going to be set at the Bulldogs 35-yard line. Five, 10 left in the game. Cardinals come out in the same formation. This time it's Digby, who's the man back deep. Digby gets the ball looking through throw, and he's going to toss it underneath. He's going to hit by Allen! Incomplete! Turnover! Up down! This dominant dog defense has done wonders tonight as they played the Hurley Cardinals and the referees for most of the game. 4:58 left in the game. The Bulldog offense comes back on the field. It's been the dominant dog defense that has kept Ira ahead and kept Ira in this game. Bulldogs leading 32-24, but have not scored in the second quarter with 4:58 left in the game. So looking for the offense to have a spark of something that can make some yardage and really pin the Cardinals back. There's a snap. It's Partain running on the near side. Partain looking for a hole. He's going to find his way through, gain about 10 yards on the carry. So it's going to be a 2nd and 7 for the Bulldogs now, about an 8-yard carry for Brighton. 4:35 left in the game and counting. Bulldogs leading 32-24, and the ball's going to be set at the Hermley 38-yard line. Bulldogs get set. One man behind is the snap. Partain with the ball running on the near side. He's going to be tripped up at the line of scrimmage. So now a 3rd and 7 for the Bulldogs from the Hermley 39-yard line. 3:54 left in the game and counting. Bulldogs leading 32-24. Bulldogs break the huddle, line up. It's going to be Hernandez under center, Partain behind him. There's a snap. This time of the pitch to a hand up underneath to Allen. Allen's going to be brought down. He pitches it to Partain. Partain's got the ball. He tosses it deep. It's going to be dropped incomplete. Just a play where Allen was going down, pitched it to Partain. And then just some backyard football playing. Partain tossed the ball. But the defender was just able to get his hand on the football, knock it incomplete. So now the Bulldogs are faced with a 4th and 8 from the Cardinals' 39-yard line. 3:23 left in the game, and the clock is stopped. There's the snap hit to Partain. Partain looking to throw the ball. He's got space, and he's got room. He's got Cabrera, and it's going to fall incomplete. That's going to be a turnover off and down. So again, the dominant dog defense is going to have to come out and do what they've done all year long. .316 left in the game. Winner of this game goes on in the playoffs or makes the playoffs. Loser gets 3rd place in district and they get to go home. The dominant dog defense gets on the field. Cardinals going to have 2 men in the backfield. It's going to be Granada, who's the quarterback, running on the far side, and he's going to slip and fall. Gains about 5-6 yards. We'll see exactly where. It'll be a 2nd and around 10. They're going to say 8 on the board, but I just don't, their numbers change all the time, so we'll just go with that. 2nd and 8. 2:51 left in the game in counting. There's a snap. Cardinals get the ball. It's going to be Granada running on the near side. There's going to be a flag that flies down for holding, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds. It's Esparza, sorry, pushed out of bounds. Flag down. Probably a holding on the Cardinals. Let's see. Yep, holding on the Cardinals. So that's going to back the Cardinals up. It's going to be a 2nd and 18 by the time they get the ball cut. .241 left in the game. 2nd and 18 for the Cardinals. Bulldogs leading 32-24, and the ball is now on the Hermley 35-yard line. Cardinals break the huddle. They send one receiver to the near side, one receiver to the far side. They've got 3 in the backfield, and Digby is going to be the man back deep. There's a snap pitch back to Digby. Digby looking to throw the ball, being pursued by Trevor. He's going to be drug and brought down by Cabrera. Tackled inbound, so the clock is going to keep running. That's going to set up a 3rd and at least 18. They say he got up to the line of scrimmage. 2:20 left in the game and counting. Both teams have all 3 timeouts left. Bulldogs leading 32-24, and the Cardinals face with a 3rd and 18. They send 2 receivers to the far side, 3 in the backfield. Digby's going to be the man back deep. Digby gets the ball off the pitch, looking to throw it. He's going to toss the ball. No good. It's going to be out of bounds
That's going to be a 4th-and-18 for the Cardinals. 2 minutes left. The clock's going to stop because the receiver was out of bounds. A big fourth down for this dominant dog defense that has held the Bulldogs in the game. The Bulldogs have not scored in the second half. They are in this game because the Bulldogs defense has stood up strong against the Cardinal offense. Neither team has scored in the fourth quarter, and the Bulldogs are leading 32-24. At this point, it's just who wants to go on in the playoffs and who doesn't. Two receivers from the near side for the Cardinals. Gibby has the ball back deep, looking for a receiver being pursued by several Bulldogs. He's going to dump it off short. He's going to be brought down. Not enough for a first down. It's going to be a turnover on down. So first and 15 for the Bulldogs. 1:49 left in the game. Bulldogs leading 32-24. Ira gets in the huddle, breaks the huddle. It's going to be the Ira eye. Hernandez, Juarez, Partain. There's the snap. Pitch Partain on the far side. Partain cuts it back to the, he pitched to the near side. Cuts it to the far side. Breaks one tackle. It's going to take all of the Cardinals to bring him down. And the Cardinals are going to call a timeout with 1:39 left in the game. Cardinals call a timeout. Bulldogs leading 32-24 after about a 5-6 yard run from Partain. Sponsors the broadcast. And Susie White, proud Ira Bulldogs with a graduate of Ira with a family of 4 generations of graduates, starting with our 2 mothers, both of us, our 2 sons, Rodney and Ronald, and grandson Rowdy. Rowdy was a 5th generation on his mother's side. Orange and black run through our veins. Proud to be an Ira Bulldog supporter. Prosperity Bank, proudly supporting the Ira Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers teen checking and home financing. Coggle Memorial Hospital, Coggle Memorial Hospital Insider is the proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. We're happy to help with any of your medical needs. Calvary Baptist Church is a place for the whole family to gather and worship Jesus with an emphasis on the gospel, fellowship, and community outreach. We have 2 opportunities for worship on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 10:30, as well as services on Wednesdays, beginning with a free meal at 5. We hope to see everybody there so we can warmly tell you, welcome home. Ira Pumpkin Supply. Call Ira Pumpkin Supply for all your downhole pump and oil field needs and First Bank and Trust in Snyder. All right, so it's going to be a 2nd and 13 or 14 for the Bulldogs. The ball's going to be at the Hermley 39-yard line. There's a snap to Partain running on the near side. Partain goes far, tries to cut back, but he's going to be brought down. It's at 1:42, which is what it was at the end of the timeout. The clock never started. The clock never started on that play. It was at 1:42. I have it on the radio if they need it. Now they're going to run off some 5 seconds. As a pastor, I'll tell you that's a guilty conscience coming out. 1:37 now. 5 seconds run off the clock, as now it is the referees, the booth, and the Cardinals versus the Bulldogs. Cardinals call their 2nd timeout of the half. Let's look at scores from around. Winner of this game will play the winner of the Rankin Garden City game. Very time run half. It's real. Quickly, as we wait at this time out, which is what it's going to be here. Bulldogs, first down, you can ice the game. We're going to have to get a first down. The Bulldogs are facing a 3rd and 14. Garden City is trailing Rankin 36-52 with 4:30 left in the fourth. Bulldogs are faced here with a 3rd and 14.
15 from their own 39-yard line. They get set in the Ira eye. There's a snap kick to Partain running on the far side. Partain cuts it up. He finds a hole. He's going to be able to have a first down. And he's going to get into the end zone. For a touchdown, Zogard! Huge play by the senior Brighton, an offense that's been iced all of the second quarter, able to break off a huge run of 40 yards for a touchdown, Bulldogs. And the Bulldogs are going to get set for the two-point conversion with the two-point field goal attempt. Bishop's the snapper, Hernandez the holder, and Partain the kicker. There's the snap, the hold, the kick is no good. It was bobbled, so the two-point conversion is no good, but either way, Bulldogs score their first point of the second half, and it's huge because there's 1:26 left in the game in the fourth quarter, and the Bulldogs are now leading 38-24. I want to say thanks to all the sponsors for these. Real quickly, without reading your spot, First Bank and Trust, Ira Pump and Supply, Calvary Baptist Church, Cogdell Memorial Hospital, Prosperity Bank, Doug and Susie White, Ira Booster Club, Legacy Fuels, McWilliams Pharmacy, Bell Cypher and Steel Funeral Homes, Snyder Chamber of Commerce, Snyder Iron and Metal, Crossroads Oil and Gas, the First Church of God in Ira, and Ira Baptist Church. Thank you guys for supporting these broadcasts and sponsoring them. Be with you throughout the playoffs if the Bulldogs can finish the game here. The wind is really died down from what it was earlier. The flags are blowing, but not much at all. It's got to be under maybe 5 miles, if that. So Brighton's going to be the kicker, and he's going to try to kick it out of the back of the end zone. It's high enough, it's far enough, it's deep enough, it's touchbacky enough. So, the Ira offense shows some life. Partain Stanford for a 40-yard touchdown, puts the Bulldogs up 2 scores now, 38-24. Good teams find a way to win when you're struggling. The offense has been struggling in the second half, and the defense is really what's held the Bulldogs in this game. And so now the Cardinals are going to have a 1st and 15 from their own 20, but they're facing the insurmountable wall of this dominant dog defense. Two receivers, one to the near, one to the far. Digby's going to be the man back looking to throw the ball. Digby looking, okay, being pursued by Cabrera. He's going to throw it out of bounds, and that's intentional grounding, but they're not throwing the flag. They're going to just say incomplete pass. So now it's going to be a 2nd and 15. That's what I said. It's intentional grounding. They're not going to call it. So now it's 2nd and 15. 1:16 left in the game. The Cardinals are on their own 20 still. Send 2 receivers to the far side, 3 in the backfield. Digby's going to be the man back deep. There's a snap. Digby gets the ball looking downfield to try to throw it. He has a receiver deep. He dives. It falls incomplete. So now it's going to be a 3rd and 15 for the Cardinals from their own 20 with 1:09 left in the fourth quarter. Bulldogs leading 38-24, and the dominant dog defense has proven to be this insurmountable obstacle for the Cardinals. They have a long ways to go. It's not over yet, but the Dogs are playing great now, have the momentum on their side. 2 receivers from the other side. Digby gets the ball, looking to throw it. He's going to pass it, and it's going to fall incomplete again. So now it's a 4th and 15 for the Cardinals with 1:03 left on the clock. Clock stopped at 1:03 because it was an incomplete pass. It's a 4th and 15 from their own 24. The Cardinals, they send 1 receiver to the near side, 1 receiver to the far side, 3 in the backfield. Digby's going to be the man back deep. There's a snap. Digby gets the ball, looking to throw it. He's going to toss it to his receivers, being covered by Pena. It's going to fall incomplete. Perfect defense by Jaren. They threw the ball. Jaren saw it coming in the air, turned, and almost like was looking at the ball. The receiver tried to get it, but Jaren jumped up, deflected it. It fell incomplete. And now it's going to be Bulldog ball, turnover on down. Yeah, it should be just a kneel-it-out situation here, and the Bulldogs are going to walk out of this game with a win. The timeout was called by the Bulldogs. Four of the Rankin Garden City games, real quickly. I refresh my app. The Bulldogs are going to get in victory formation, so most likely we will face the winner of Rankin Garden City. And it's going to be the Rankin Red Devils who defeat the Garden City Bearcats 60-36. So the Bulldogs can finish off the game here in victory formation. We should take on Rankin next week in the first round of the playoffs. As a passer, I think the Devils should be defeated. It's 4 seconds left, and what's been a tough game for the Bulldogs, but so many things, especially in the second half, just did not break the Bulldogs way, and there were times when it felt like everybody and their dog, except for the six men on the field, those on the sideline, and the coaches in the crowd of the Bulldogs were against them. Yet somehow, Ira finds a way to come through. So they snap the ball, take the first kneel down. The game clock is at 40. The play clock is at 26. You have to snap it one more time. They kneel it again. Now the game clock is at 30. The play clock is at 37. Terminal has one more timeout. Looks like they're not going to call it. And that's going to be game. So here in just a minute, once the game ends, I'll sign off. I'll be with you throughout the playoff run that the Bulldogs have as we have to take on what is going to be a tough and difficult ranking team. Ranking Gardens and Westbrook are all in the top five rankings, I believe. So the Bulldogs have their matchup. It's going to be a tough one next week. The Bulldog team at the beginning of the year has really taken off and done well as Ira defeats Termley for the last game of the season to take second place in district and go on in the playoffs. So I'll be with you next week. If you can't make it out to the game, pay attention to school for where it's going to be and when. But I'm Ben Moore signing off. We'll see you next week, Bulldogs.